he's looking at a window and he just called for a prostitute. And he's like, you were just like look at a window and just wonder what a hooker's butthole smells like. And then sure enough, a couple of hookers showed up and, you know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it shows okay, him now, rapping like he fell off a stage. It's
yeah. Now I might have to see that. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably just YouTube that one scene. Right. And I think you could probably skip the entire rest of the movie.
Children of the Addams!
Welcome to the Children of the Addams podcast with your hosts,
Aaron the Vulgar Muppet DeLosa.
I actually think Brock Lesnar, you could ride him like Master Blaster and dominate the entire world.
Can you dig it? Matt, not a twat, but Siemens.
What's it like to always think you're always amazing? I don't know what that is.
Can you dig it?
So, man, I think we should start with Doctor Strange just because in case run over about it, I want to be sure we cover that.
Yeah, I almost feel like we should do like the main stuff first.
Yeah.
And then, like, recap bullshit
later. Yeah, we'll loop back around. So let's start with Doctor Strange. We both saw it opening weekend. Thoughts?
I friggin' loved it. And in reflection of it, mm-hmm. I like it even more now. Just thinking about what they did. Granted, the story is the same story that you've seen, you know, a thousand times.
But, how dare you?
Come on. But it's, you know... Anytime you see the hero journey or whatever, it's always the same. It's the same thing. But the way they packaged it, the way they did it, I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, really visually amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, jaw-dropping. It was just awesome. And I
really... Especially being in Maine now. Congrats. It had to be really something to see.
Well, Mass, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Ah, look at that. New England's the place to be. Might be time to move. So yeah, those... do you share the same criticisms like that have been popping up online about Mads Mikkelsen, his character, how he was kind of just another throwaway villain?
Well, okay, so there's only so much time. You know what I mean? There's 2 hours.
It was a fast 2 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, and it's like he's a throwaway villain, yes, but most villains are.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when he comes down to it, most
Loki,
of them are.
Loki's really the only one who's hung around. Everyone else is just pissed off, haven't they?
But haven't you noticed that, at least with this phase, or at least with these last few movies, they're establishing these other villains?
Yeah.
That they're really holding on to, and I'm pretty sure they're establishing, you know, Masters of Evil or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, because they're building these villains up, and... They'll have a throwaway villain, and they'll have a big bad, but they've always got this other guy that they're trying to establish and trying to get rid of that stigma of saying, oh, well, our villains are underdeveloped. And like, well, not anymore. You know?
See, look, but, we started to develop one, and then we threw it right to shit, and then here's another one we've actually been working on.
I think the biggest complaint with Mads is because he's such a great actor.
So great.
But even that little scene where he's crying... Yeah. He's holding back tears. That was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, oh, man.
And it's not like his character can't ever come back.
Right. I mean, you could retcon it. It's like the Red Skull.
Yeah.
The Tesseract soaked him up into space or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you really wanted to, you could bring him back. It's the comics.
Yeah.
You could do anything.
It doesn't have to be Hugo Weaving either now that he's full on Red Skull. You know what I mean?
Right. And, okay. Well, we just reversed time with an Infinity Stone, so I'm pretty sure we can do anything we want.
Right.
You know? Oh, who do you want to bring back? Oh, done.
Right.
You know? What are they going to do when they get the Soul Stone? I mean, what's the powers of that going to be?
Yeah, right.
Resurrecting the dead?
Yeah, bringing Cap back from the dead or something.
Right, you know? I mean, what if, they could pretty much do anything. They just introduce magic and no one even gives a shit about it. Like, they're just like, oh, yeah, we totally believe it. It's a great way to introduce it.
Right.
They're channeling power.
It. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was awesome. It was really good. And I really loved the ending. I thought that was a good departure from what they've been doing.
Yeah.
You know, at least superhero movies, what they've been doing. You know, the big, massive, huge battle in the end.
Right.
Well, I mean, this one was kind of in reverse.
Yeah, then, they cleaned everything up. You know what I mean? Yeah, there was right. zero destruction.
Yeah, you didn't even see anything.
They didn't
happen.
Break anything at all. What a fucking superhero movie.
You know, but like battling the end guy, he beats him with wits.
Yeah.
You know?
Dormammu. Dude. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was cool.
There was only maybe a handful of people in the theater that was like, you know, there was the audible gasp, like, no.
Yeah, like most people are like, who the fuck is this guy?
We're sitting there, who the fuck is this guy? Where's his body? Is he just ahead? I don't get it.
Yeah exactly. But I did like the, was it Scott Derrickson saying that that he thinks that, or he'd like to think that they went through that like more than 1,000 times.
Yeah, because there's that line they cut out where Doc says that. Yeah, we've been through this 1,000 times.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. It's almost like the, you know, Bill Murray's Groundhog Day where they keep saying that he did it for 10,000 years.
I love that.
That's and that's so why good. He knew it, you know, knew everything. So, but yeah, that was pretty great. I really like that, how they solved the massive villain problem
with
smarts instead of just...
Absolutely. Yeah. Where does it rank for you as far as origin stories go? Like, where do you rank it? Like, what are your top three and where do you think Doc Strange falls in?
My top three is Captain America, Iron Man, and then I'd go with Doctor Strange.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, it's really good.
Yeah.
Granted, they have a lot to introduce, so there's not, you know, like in the first Iron Man, at least you had a lot more, know Tony a lot more.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then Captain America, there's a lot too, but they do a really great job with, you know.
It felt like a much bigger movie, like the scope of the first Cap against the first Iron Man, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's got this nice, awesome base of all these Marvel movies it can kind of pick off of.
Yeah.
You know, so they can pretty much do whatever they want now, and they did it.
Yeah.
They pulled it off. I mean, everyone seems to really like it, you know, other than a few haters.
It's already like, what, at 500 million worldwide or something ridiculous.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Like, yeah.
It's just such a monster.
It might fall off after next couple weeks, though.
Yeah, I mean, probably this week in Fantastic Beasts comes out, so
yeah.
I'm sure that one's going to be
that's going to be a foreign market.
A monster. Yeah, I mean, I've already got my ticket spot for this week, and I don't know about you.
I got a busy week planned, but I'm going to try to get to it.
Right. you should try to read the books.
I know. Yeah.
So
that'll be a winter thing.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know what I mean? That's when I first read them was... over like a holiday slowdown. It was, you know, it was rad. But keeping it in the Marvel world, it turns out that Marvel and Fox have actually kind of already worked on a character swap of sorts.
Interesting.
Yeah, the groundwork's already been laid. Fox owned Ego, and Marvel really wanted him, as you know, everybody knows, to be Star-Lord's dad in Guardians 2. Well, Fox had initially approached Marvel asking to change Negasonic Teenage Warhead's powers in the Deadpool movie. Yeah. So Marvel countered with, cool, but we want to use Ego. So that's the deal these two had, is like Fox wanted to change the powers, and so Marvel's like, cool, we want Ego. So, I mean, the door's wide open. So,
right.
I mean, well, now with Doc Strange in the mix, I mean, for the Infinity Wars, I mean, how would it be if, you know, Doc just kind of screwed, like at the end of Infinity Wars, you know, he pisses off the end of the movie, nobody knows where, and at the start of the next movie, you know, say it's, you know, Secret Wars, he just shows up with the Fantastic Four, like, you know, at the start of the third act, and they're ready to just decimate everybody.
That would be pretty amazing.
They could buy him in, they could recast everybody, and Doc Strange just shows up with him. It instantly skips the origin story, everything. You could just go right to it, and like, here's a Fantastic Four, or he shows up with Wolverine and Deadpool, like something. Like, the door's wide open now. They're already working together. I mean, so... Damn.
I mean, if they kept that secret, that they had that meeting, and they kept it pretty much secret until both movies
until
are
now.
Essentially out,
yeah.
You know, maybe they can do it.
Man.
That would be awesome.
Oh,
be
I'm just
amazing.
Dreaming. Like, Doctor Strange just shows up. He's like, I brought help. And then, you know what I mean?
Right.
You just hear it's clobbering time, and it, you know, fade to black. Everybody freaks out. Like, just some shit like that.
That would be awesome.
It would be. Like, in my head the entire time, like, we're driving home from the theater, like, you know, Doc Strange, I'm just thinking to myself, Fantastic Four, man. They're fucking coming. They're coming.
Yeah, well, they keep changing those titles, and they're like, well,
oh my
Inhumans
God,
isn't happening, and we've got these openings here. Like, whoa, you know, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They probably have some interesting stuff up their sleeves now that they're pretty much golden to have any movie be a success.
Where do you think they go after Infinity Wars?
They've got to go smaller, but who knows? I mean, there's a lot of places they can go. And it really depends who they really choose for the next group of Avengers, I guess.
You know, yeah. New heroes, do they start recasting at this point, coming up on phase four? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, all the actors seem to be in now.
Yeah.
Like, they really want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So, they might have the legacy guys and then just, you know, bring in all these new things.
Right. I think Iron Man is going to be the first one, I mean, to go, just because, you know, Downey, I mean, he's getting up there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, he was the first one to kick it off, and if they, yeah. You know, and plus he's a suit, right?
Yeah.
So all you need is another genius.
Yeah.
You know, and they can have another Iron Man or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So,
yeah.
Wow. That would be awesome, though.
Yeah. Doc Strange.
I was thinking actually earlier, like, you know how they changed the Infinity War, the second one, to have no name?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, the first one, the first Infinity Wars, it is really mostly just going to be Thanos getting the. Getting all the stones, like
yep.
the war to get the stones.
Yeah, it's almost
and
like the
then,
end of Deathly Hallows 1.
Right, you know, yeah. when he raises the Elder Wand up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, you know, and then the second one probably will be called just Infinity Gauntlet and will just be like the Infinity Gauntlet,
yeah.
you know, where he's like just wailing on everybody. You know, like at the end of Infinity Wars, maybe he snaps his fingers and all the heroes and like half of everyone's dead.
Right.
You know? And that's the end of that one. And then you gotta wait 2 years and they introduce, you know, Captain Marvel and all these other people, like these big heavy hitters to like, you know, kick
right.
the shit out of him.
Like, so leave it like an empire to where they get decimated, then they go back and do a couple more just regular Marvel movies and then
yeah.
revisit the whole saga.
Yeah.
Ooh,
cause like he's
that's
up
a big
in,
idea,
like he's
like
up
it.
On his... He's up on his space throne, just like, yeah, I'm bored now.
Right.
You know, who's going to come at me? You know? And and Doctor Strange maybe gets everyone together that he can, and maybe Adam Warlock, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to do Ego the Living Planet, they have to do Adam Warlock.
You'd think. You'd figure Adam Warlock would have been, you know, a prime candidate to be Star-Lord's dad.
Right, but James Gunn's a little weird, so he might have been like, no, let's not do the obvious thing.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Let's not have space Jesus.
So is Ego going to be sort of like Zeus, where he can take the form of a human to bang?
Oh yeah,
you know, alien.
I'm definitely sure. And of course, I'm sure James Gunn's like, yeah. Well, if I was going to choose somebody, I'd be Kurt Russell.
True.
Right.
I'm not complaining about the casting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that'd be cool.
How up are you on like the order of the Netflix stuff for Marvel? Like, the way they debut, is that the order they're intended to be laid out in? You know what I mean?
Oh, for the shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're pretty... I think they try to keep it even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, that's the timeline. You know?
Okay.
At least I think so. But they might be playing tricks that way, too, where
yeah,
everything is happening within, like, a month.
You don't even know. There was a line... Rosario Dawson was talking to Foggy when he came to the emergency room to talk to Claire. She said that she's like, I have another friend. She's talking about Luke Cage, you know, big guy, stronger than, you know, than our mutual friend. And yeah, he tried to do the right thing, but then I got the shaft. And so for her saying that, like, her and Luke hadn't even dated at that point, like, you know, going by Daredevil 2, because, you know, she'd only helped him,
right?
You know, recover from the injury and all that stuff. And then he was gone. They never dated yet. So in my mind, like, I'm thinking Luke Cage happened before Daredevil season 2, because what else would she be talking about? Like, what kind of shaft did her and Luke receive from, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. See, I didn't think of it.
I was just watching back the other day and I was like, wait, what the fuck did she just say?
Yeah. Maybe it is. Hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, now
I wish
I
knew somebody
like
I could tweet and ask.
Rewatch
like, you know,
it.
Yeah, you're like, what is... You can if you have, go back and watch
yeah.
it. It was, like the sixth episode in or something like that. But yeah, she said that, and I was like, huh. I was like, where does this motherfucker fall in the order
yeah,
of shows?
Yeah, because you think maybe Daredevil season 2 is happening after, like, I don't
Luke
know.
Cage, yeah.
Huh?
Because it ends with
it's got the hand, and
yeah,
all
with
that
the hand
stuff.
Coming back and all that. You know, that's essentially where, you know, Iron Fist is going to pick up. And then from there, it's right to the Defenders, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah,
yeah. Although when's Punisher? I mean, they're filming Punisher, but when does that come out?
After it's going to be in 2018, so it's going to be
okay
along with the Defenders.
Hmm.
It'll probably be what we get in November or whatever of 2018. Yeah, even though they're filming now, I'm pretty upset about that.
Did you see the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. With the Ghost Rider? He was the big reveal that he was created by Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's not, you know, there's no Mephisto or anything like that, so.
Right.
I wonder who Sigourney Weaver's going to play.
Maybe they're saving her.
Who knows?
You know,
it's going to be pretty awesome.
Maybe she will be Mephisto in the Defenders, and they didn't want to introduce an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but, you know, the mystical side has already been explored a little bit with Ghost Rider, so, and he's already talking like the spinoff series is essentially a go. I mean, Wesley Snipes is still piping up, like, you know, he could still he could still shave most of his head and swing a sword around. So, I mean, you know, why couldn't we get like a Netflix like Dark Avengers or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that'd be freaking awesome. Yeah. You know, get through the Defenders, then come back through and do some off the wall shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if they have a working relationship already, I mean, with Fox, I mean, they could do like the new Thunderbolts.
Oh. Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do like more like you know how they wanted to
the Suicide Squad should have been.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Oh my God. Yeah. Huh, Jesus. That's a total missed opportunity. Right.
I still can't bring myself to watch it. I can't.
Really? Oh. Yeah.
Have you done it yet?
Oh, no, I went and saw it in the theater.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a dummy. I gave those people money.
Isn't like, it supposed to be an unrated and extended, though, right? Like Batman vs. Superman was? The one that's coming out?
There is, on the Blu-ray. Yeah.
You think it'll change all that much enough for you to where you're like,
No. After seeing like some of the deleted scenes, I'm pretty sure that the studio involvement made that movie better.
No way.
Yeah, way.
What?
Seriously. Like, it's such a shit show.
Wow.
Yeah, bad. Like, if you go and look at some of the deleted scenes, like Harley Quinn, they had an extended scene where she's becoming Harley Quinn in the vat of acid or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just so bad.
And that's the one where, like, he pulls her out and, like, the goo forms a heart around them.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
True romance, man.
Oh, my God.
True romance.
Oh yeah, the dissolved colors off their clothes, which I don't know what kind of chemical that is, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but how did the Joker not? He jumped in after her. So was he immune to the chemicals because of like the first time?
I guess so.
He was in a vat of them.
Yeah.
Does that break any kind of continuity from other Batman? Like, I'm pretty sure you drop someone in another vat of shit, they're gonna get more fucked up, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, he's fine now.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's immune to all chemicals now. That's the way the Joker works. So, in a new bit of exciting news that I just came across, actually, coming to IMAX and ABC in 2017, the first two episodes of this brand new ABC series from Marvel are gonna be streamed in IMAX theaters. The Inhumans. Are coming to ABC in their own TV show.
Wait,
in
what?
2017. Yep.
Just now?
Just announced.
Wait. So Inhumans is now a TV show.
It's going to be.
For ABC or what?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So, okay. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is turning into Inhumans.
I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think is just going to be its own thing. They're going to spin off the Inhumans.
But you know that's going to like destroy Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Probably.
Like, I was pretty sure that this might be the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anyway.
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
So they probably just give Ghost Rider the late night time slot?
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Wow.
Well, so that definitely cures up. So there's no way a movie can still be on the slate then, because I thought they were still like penciled in for like a 2020 window or something like that. So that definitely throws that right out.
Yeah, that I don't think that's happening now.
So they got to spin Daisy off, right? Oh wait, no. It details it's focusing on Black Bolt and the royal family.
Oh so my God.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will still be its own show because they'll leave Daisy there.
Whoa. Okay. So they just
how? So, like, how are they gonna go back and do the royal family now? Is it gonna be like back in time? Like what?
I don't know. Shit. But like so like Kevin Feige was just talking about how Marvel needed to get more cohesive, like TV and movies, and maybe they were just like okay, we'll give you Inhumans, you know, if you give us some other stuff. I don't know. this is weird, because that's a totally different part of Marvel.
Well, yeah, that completely rules out the X-Men being reunited, right? I mean, because why would they...
No.
Why would they bring
in
the X-Men, like, in the Infinity Wars, like, in 2018 or whatever, if they're doing the Inhumans in 2017?
Yeah, but the Inhumans is just a TV show. Like, no one on the TV show is going anywhere on movies. Nowhere.
You don't think anyone at
no
all
way.
Will? Not even Coulson
no way.
Will pop back up the Avengers?
Done. As soon as you're on TV, you're done. That's why I think this is actually a better thing. Because
what about Ghost Rider? You don't think he could make the jump?
Fuck no.
Oh man, it's
no
such a
way.
Cool character.
Maybe maybe the other Ghost Rider, the one that turned him
whoever they picked to play Johnny Cage this time.
But like, there's no way that if they put the Inhumans on TV, that means they might actually have a deal with X-Men.
You think?
Maybe.
Like to bring them into the movies?
Because they were hitting so hard on Inhumans, even in the comics, to like take over X-Men.
Yeah. That's why
they were hitting it wicked hard. But now they're like, oh, now they're coming out with new X-Men comics, right?
Yep.
And now they're moving Inhumans to TV. Come on, X-Men are definitely coming to be in with Marvel.
So you think in the Infinity Wars or in the Untitled follow-up?
Maybe the Untitled, because the first one will like establish like I was saying, you know, like. Maybe the big cataclysm thing happens, and then they come back, and Doctor Strange maybe opens the portal, and they have all these other people. Who knows? Like you said, with the Fantastic Four, maybe it's just like all that. Maybe they got in Fantastic Four and X-Men.
Dude, like,
and everyone
you'd
would
need
just,
everybody to be.
Everyone
Thanos,
was just blowing their load all over the freaking IMAX screen.
Oh yeah, right? Could you imagine? Like, oh my god!
Could you imagine having like? All the heroes, like 30 or 40, or I don't know.
On
many,
one sweeping IMAX shot.
Right, one big shot and
Caps
Thanos
like Avengers
there.
Assemble finally, like they finally let him say it in the movie and everybody just
right,
freaks
exactly.
out.
Yeah,
it's a big
yeah.
orgasmic just fuck fest.
Yeah, exactly.
More high fives than ever recorded in human history.
Yeah. Just money being thrown at the theater
oh,
screen.
Yeah.
Just...
Load shut everywhere, cell phones are blowing up, towers are going, I mean, yeah, it's going to be bananas.
Yeah,
the internet might shut down. That might be what actually does it right there.
But I can't believe they're going to TV.
That's crazy, right?
It's got to be. And they're showing it in IMAX. It's so weird.
Just the first two episodes, I think they're really trying to make it feel like a big event. Like the first two episodes might be like a mini movie, essentially.
Yeah, that's
and then,
crazy.
Then they're gonna dial it back a bit because you know budget. So
right, exactly.
Who do you think plays Black Bolt? Because once upon a time, Vin Diesel might have been just about perfect because he didn't have to speak. But after seeing the XXX2 trailer,
yeah, no
not
way.
So much. Yeah.
No way. Nope.
Yeah.
No. Unless they put him in like...
like the full suit, like the...
yeah, like a big, you know, one of those like... more like a Batman suit. Or
kind of
like
what they did for Keaton in the Batman movies.
Yeah, where they just have sculpted abs and
right.
stuff.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, that XXX trailer. Oh, boy.
I've watched it like three more times. I can't stop.
it's the riding a motorcycle on the ocean.
It's so good. Yeah, ocean motorcycle. It's the best. I was really ready to hate it until I saw the stuntman and it's like, oh well, even the stuntman's doughy is like, all right, I'm on board with this.
The great thing is like they're not hiding the fact that it is a stuntman every single time. They're not hiding it at all.
No, not at all.
No, it's just like, oh hey, look it, there's another dude. And then they cut to Vin Diesel, and you're like, no way, come on. like him going down that, he's skateboarding down the street.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Jumps on the bus.
Oh, my God. It's a big old downhill, and it's just a big loop. And yeah, oh, my God.
They were like, we're going to save money on CGI, and we're just going to have the stuntman's face. In
right.
the shot. We don't care.
Do you think they showed Vin the stuntman, or was Vin not on set for those days when the stuntman
No, he wasn't
on
set. No way.
Who do you think... Black Bolt, I mean, who do you think would...
Oh, Black Bolt? Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Had to be someone pretty physically imposing. You know, they don't really have to speak that much, so if they're not
no,
that
they're just
great
gonna be,
of
they
an
should
actor...
just be tall, and then... at least, well, I mean... Being able to convey emotion without speaking is pretty, you know, that's a pretty tough thing.
Yeah, true.
For an actor,
I guess. Yeah.
Right? I mean, I've just been watching Westworld.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm saving it, but I hear it's just supposed to be great.
Oh, it is great. But, like, Anthony Hopkins, just when he doesn't say anything and he's just doing his acting for just emoting. Like, conveying emotions.
Yeah.
Freaking amazing. That guy is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it would be awesome to have someone of that caliber be Black Bolt, but I don't know if you could get that caliber in physically posing.
Yeah.
Who isn't already in Marvel, like, you know, Tom Hiddleston or, you know, like.
Right.
But, God, who would be good? They have to be really tall, though. That guy that plays the Tick, he'd be really good.
Oh, Peter Serafinowicz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's tall.
He is tall. I was thinking maybe Kevin Durant.
Oh. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's a pretty good actor, and he is a monster.
Yeah, he's a pretty physically imposing person.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a really, like, kind of rugged voice, so when he had to whisper something, like, you know, it would still feel super powerful because he's got that, like, that timbre, you know what I mean, that can carry him through.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. That is a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I just like The Strain too much. I seem to be the only person I know that enjoys that show.
I think so. I mean, every time I see the commercial on for it, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Shake your head.
Yeah, I don't get it. Just, no way.
Why do the vampires look like fish?
Yeah.
I know.
Like, oh, man.
You just got to believe a little bit.
That's that fine. One just ticks all the boxes, right? Just does everything.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. I especially like it because of Mr. Filch being like the old badass in that.
Oh, really?
He's got a sword, and he's just cutting heads off. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Z Nation. Every time I see that commercial, I'm like, what is this crazy crap?
I'm gonna go out on a limb, having never seen Z Nation, that The Strain is better.
Oh, I'd have to say that, yeah. Yeah, leaps and bounds probably better.
I'm going to say so. All right, well, keeping in tone with the Marvel stream that's headed out here, Ryan Reynolds recently did an interview with GQ, and you know that Tim Miller left Deadpool 2?
Yep.
And the split was apparently, you know, pretty amicable on both sides. But at this turn now, Ryan Reynolds, like, might be letting off a little bit of steam towards Tim Miller, saying that... He said essentially the visual effects of Deadpool needed to be done a certain way, and that Tim Miller is a visual effects wizard, but Ryan Reynolds feels that there were different tones of the character and, you know, how Deadpool is that he knows better than anybody since he's been on this film for almost, you know, 12 years by now. Like, that's when he said the Sisyphus thing.
Yeah.
Essentially, he feels he knows the character better than what Tim Miller wanted to do. So, I mean, huh.
Yeah, this is like his baby.
What the divorce is. Yeah, but I mean, you know, yeah. Like Tim Miller, I thought nailed, like, you know, Deadpool, as far as the first movie goes, I mean, it was fantastic.
So supposedly he wanted to make this a big, giant spectacle.
Oh, like, he wanted to make it bigger.
Right, so he wanted the budget to be massive.
Got it.
And so Ryan Reynolds still wants it to be smaller because he felt like, ultimately, it was better that way.
Yeah,
and of course
why
studios
fuck with what worked,
right? And the studio's going to be like, "Oh, you guys want it cheaper? Well, okay, sure.
Right, yeah,
all right, more money in our pockets,
right.
You know, like they're of course they're going to side with the cheaper route.
Yeah, plus, you know, the star,
right? Exactly. You know, so yeah, you lose him, and there goes Deadpool.
Yeah, then you end up with Deadpool 2 starring Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, but I mean, you could spend $100 million and still make a pretty amazing movie. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need a big, huge... You don't need X-Men Apocalypse. Please. You don't fucking need that shit.
Yet another one I still can't force myself to push play on.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad ones this summer.
Yeah.
Bad.
I think just this year in a whole, man, is just dog shit.
Oh. It's like you've got like this top tier, really good stuff, and then just lots of bad shit.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, did you watch The Walking Dead this week?
So I got through half of it.
Oh, what? What?
Because it was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, yeah, I didn't get the chance to finish it.
Oh,
but
my God.
I did read a bunch of stuff about it, so I'm pretty... I know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. Man. Just the constant bullying.
Oh my God! And when he dropped the line on him, I freaked out. I was like, "That's exactly what he did too." And he told him he just slid his dick right down his mouth, and he said, "Thank you." I was like, "Dude, that is just the worst."
Yeah.
And Carl's looking at Rick too. He's like, "You bitch!" It's just like, "Oh my God, dude!" It's just you want to hug Rick, and then you were hoping he was going to beat up Spencer. Like I seriously thought Spencer was going to get his face just torn right off.
Well, So, like, that's the parallel there. Like, he's really, he's got Negan in him.
Right,
he is,
yeah.
Negan. He's yeah. He's just not as smart as Negan.
Right.
You noticed? I mean, like, Rick is a dumbass. Like, yeah. Dude, you just got your ass handed to you, and you're sleeping. Like, you're not up preparing for this fucking Negan to come back.
Right.
I mean, come on, dude. Hide half your weapons. Hide your shit. Why do you have a fucking ledger for your weapons?
Yeah, and tell Denise, like, hey, motherfucker, any weapons come up missing, cross that shit off. Write a new page.
Or burn that fucking book. Like, dude, do you have any idea how to survive?
Negan,
no.
Ask, like, how do you keep track? She's like, I just know. It's like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
or you could have been like, why? Yeah. Why do we need to write this shit down? They're guns. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could see, you know, having your food rationed right. out. But guns?
Yeah.
You don't need to ration that shit.
Now, to me, like, I get the whole point. Like, Negan's a big bad. Like, he's a big badass. And, like, I love the part where they find the camera and he sees, you know, like, Rick, who,
old
you know.
Old bearded Rick.
Yeah, who decimated those 12 guys and then that lady's husband. I mean, like, just the maniac Rick. And he's like, I wouldn't want to mess with that guy. And, like, the whole time Rick's holding the bat. I'm just thinking, like, I get the buildup, you know, because the Great War is coming and all that stuff. They need this whole big, you know, climactic battle and the season and everything else. But, man, Rick was holding the bat. Why couldn't he have just done it? Like, how different would the show
taking
have been?
Taking one for the team.
If he just smashes his head, he's like, all right, I killed your leader. Fuck you guys. Like, that would have been it. Yeah. Like, those other guys would have known what to do.
Yeah, because it would be next bitch up.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know? It's like, come on. But I don't know what their end game is, and I don't think they do either.
Yeah.
Because if they do follow the comics, everyone is going to be really pissed that doesn't read the comics. Because,
oh, yeah. Very.
Because it's not the way it happens. You think that, you know, like every story where, oh, the bad, big bad guy gets it really bad.
Right.
You know, it's not John, what's his name? Ramsay Bolton.
The governor.
Or the, you know, the governor. But like in Game of Thrones, you know, how like everyone, oh, he gets right, to eat his dogs, right?
Yeah,
Ramsay.
Right.
You know, he gets his just desserts.
Right.
No. Well, Negan doesn't get that. You know, it's like,
I mean,
you're gonna.
It's not impossible. It could still happen.
Oh, shut up! No, unless they change it, right? I mean, unless they.
And they
change
could,
it.
Like Robert Kirkman's already, or not? Goddamn, yeah. It's gonna end differently. Like there's great, you know, divergences in between, like where the two are headed. So they can do whatever they wanted, I guess. But
I mean, if they do the Whisperers,
they are.
They are gonna
that's
do the Whisperers.
Essentially confirmed. Yeah.
Oh my god! They're gonna.
I bet you the Whispers, they're going to start teasing them more and more throughout the season, and then they'll be it for next season.
Oh, my God. Because that's like the same thing as the whole lineup. Are they going to do it that way? Like, which heads are going to be on pikes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee they do that.
No.
Yeah.
I think they should do.
Because they posted that teaser photo on their Instagram, like right before the season started. Remember, there was a head on the pike, just like
do it.
Yeah, it was everything.
You know, if they did, they could use. I mean, all right. So there's been a week, that's gone by for four episodes.
Yeah,
four. They could easily make Negan and this all-out war with Ezekiel go two or three seasons and be some just massive, awesome, amazing shit, and then end it with, like, maybe Rick wins, you know, like kind of thing. Well, I mean, where are you going to end it? If, like, what if your ratings start tanking and then, you know, you do the Whisperers and then more people die and then, like, what's
but throughout
game?
The Whisper season, like, you could have the thing to where, I mean, you know, some spoilers, everybody. Maybe Rick maybe Rick or Carl do seek the counsel of Negan to find out, like, you know, hey, how did you handle some shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Spoilers, everybody.
God.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, but with a guy like Jeffrey Dean Morgan, like, you almost don't want to see Rick win because he's so good on this show. Like, it's just every second he's on, like, my butthole's clenched. I'm holding my breath. I'm trying not to blink. Like, I don't want to miss anything this guy does. Like, he's just so captivating. It's like,
yeah.
I want to see, like, you know, if he and Carl's relationship, like, if it follows towards the comics more, like, oh, God, I want to see it all. Like, I'm dying for it. Like, you know, I know it's all coming, and it's all going to be really horrible, and I'm going to be very upset, but I want to see it.
Yeah, I think the majority of viewership is sadists.
Yeah, probably.
Like, they're just, like, rubbing their nipples while they're watching this. Ah, I love this torture.
We're watching a show where everybody is going to die.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
Oh, my God. And, you know, I loved Ezekiel, and I'm like, oh, what's that movie, Role Models, with the LARPing?
Oh, yeah. You
know, rub-a-dub-dub! Like, I immediately thought of that. I'm like, oh, God, these guys are so out of place.
I love it. I'd like to think that would be, you know, when the world grows dark, like, that's what it goes back to. Some dude just has a tiger, and he's like, I'm fucking king. It's like, all right, I got it. I'm into it.
My whole problem with Negan is, like, it's like, so is everyone a bitch? Is everyone just like, no one's going to kill this dude?
Yeah, he's one guy, and there's like a thousand, yeah, it's just like, man.
Okay, so he walks up, if Rick had, like, told the Alexandria about this asshole, he walks up to the gate and's like, knock, 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 and you can see his shadow. Shoot that guy! Shoot him!
Don't even open the gate, just shoot him.
His followers are going to what? They're going to shoot at you? You're behind a gate.
That'd have been great if Rick shot him, and then there's just a title card that says "See you next season, folks," and then that's it. It's like then it's like a Looney Tunes song, and then that's just the end of the season. It's like, holy shit, that's way different than the comics.
Yeah.
What do I do with the next 3 months of my life on Sundays now?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, the episode. I can't believe they did it an hour and a half.
It was an hour and a half of torture just watching Rick just get shit on. It's like, my God, dude, it's the worst. Like, you feel for Rick, but
that was like prison initiation. To just like,
yeah,
oh, bad. But I do like the fact that they're really fledging this out. He's stuck.
Yeah,
he can't do anything because he's not thinking right. Obviously,
no,
he's not in the right frame of mind, and no one else is helping him.
Yeah.
He's like the only dude that's like, everyone's looking for a leader.
We're season five, Rick, when you need him.
No one wants to step up.
Right.
Like, no one wants to step up and help this guy. They're like, oh my God.
Well, not now. They see what happens to those close friends. Right. They get their heads bashed in and then their motorcycle's taken.
Like, yeah.
Forced to eat dog food. I don't want to do that.
And listen to that horrid song.
Oh my God.
Easy Street. Oh, is it Easy Street? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'd go crazy. It's only been 3 days, and he went nuts just because that song.
I'm Negan after 6 minutes. Yeah. Eating dog food, smiling. Call me Negan, motherfucker. Just turn that song on.
That's the problem with this. Like, okay, so you just satiate this person. You just say yes, mm-hmm. yes, sir. And then behind his back, then you stab him.
Right.
Well, like, what are you guys, dumb? Yeah.
Dwight's already on your side. You can tell he doesn't like Negan. Just keep poking him.
Right. Dwight's a total dickhead too.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the saviors are dickheads. They're all big bullies.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Dwight to me kind of looks like a ginger Christian Bale. Like, you
with
know what I mean?
Face.
Yeah, a little bit. Is he British? Do you know?
Dwight? I don't think so.
Interesting.
He might be.
Huh. I'm going to have to look that up eventually.
Dwight.
They do have a lot of British actors playing Americans on there, so, you know.
You know, my biggest complaint with The Walking Dead is it's like, it's really hard for me to believe they're in Washington, D.C. Like, that whole area.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything looks like Georgia. It's kind of bugging me now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so.
God, that's a hell of a good point.
They're in Alexandria, and then, like, McCone is, like, out in this field.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? You're in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Where the fuck are you guys?
Well, like, maybe, you know? Yeah. Well, it's got to be like a field in Virginia somewhere close to Alexandria, right?
Oh, sure. It's totally in walking distance.
Maybe they just call it Alexandria, but it's like 60 miles outside of it.
Oh, maybe.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, people then, like Farmington Hills is like, you know, a ways outside of Detroit. People just say Detroit just to fucking, you know,
right,
I mean? Just
okay,
make it
easier. Yeah. But then, like, okay, so Negan has to bring all these trucks with him and shit.
Yeah.
And, okay, so that takes gasoline.
Yeah.
Who's making you new gas?
Right.
You know? Do you have a refinery?
They're all on biodiesel, man. They run on corn oil. They know what they're doing.
Oh, man.
If they want to save this planet, they got to do it one non-diesel engine at a time.
Yeah. I wish they'd do more, like, the survival part.
Of them actually hunting for stuff and everything?
Yeah, because... Yeah. Okay, so Negan is pretty much requires stuff from these the hilltop and from Ezekiel, and mm-hmm. he wants stuff from the surrounding areas. Okay, yeah. Well, don't give him anything.
Right.
okay, so you got maybe 2 weeks of him. Now, they showed that they do have food and stuff, but, like, obviously they have too many men, yeah. You know, for that amount of
That's
food.
That's the problem, is they just have too many men. You know what I mean?
Right, so, like, you could just starve them out.
Yeah.
You know? Unless they have all the MREs from the military base that's right nearby. Have you ever seen the map of Walking Dead?
No.
There's fans that made maps of where they are.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why, like, I'm like, it's hard to suspend, you know.
I've never done that much research, but now I need to take a look at that.
It's pretty cool, though, because they have, like, where Rick woke up, and then, like, where he is in this season, and where and how he's traveled. It's really interesting.
That's crazy, yeah.
I like that stuff. I'm
gonna jump on the Google machine later and figure all right. that out.
But it also helps out, like, visualize, oh, this is where they're going, this is how far they've been.
Yeah.
Or, like, and it shows, like, a pretty good representation of, like, where the hilltop is and where Alexandria and the Saviors are.
Yeah.
So it ends up, for me anyway, I can think about it, like, oh, well, for them to travel here to there, it takes, you know, this much effort and... You know, it's not that easy to get there. But, yeah, I think it's fun when fans do that.
Do you think they do the full-on war at the end of the season, or do they build into it and then, like, it's next season is the war? Because it seems like they're already 4 in, and they only do, what, only 9 more episodes, right? Something like that? Or is there only 10?
Is
it 10 episodes total or 13?
I thought it was 13. Isn't it always 13?
If it's 13, yeah. So are they done before the holidays or after? I forget. Like, it's hard keeping track of all this shit.
You know, like you said, I mean, they've done 4 episodes already, and they really haven't gotten anywhere.
No.
It's been a week.
Right.
You know? But you can already see, like, they had the fight with one of the Ezekiel's guys, and next week is, what, the Hilltop?
Yep.
So, and once Negan finds out that they lied about...
16 episodes. I'm sorry. There's 16 episodes this season, yeah.
But once Negan finds out that they lied about what's-her-name's death...
Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie's death. Because he's going to go to the Hilltop, right?
Yeah, that's where they're going this episode.
And he's going to see her, and then he's going to be like, well, la-dee-da, look who's alive. You know? It's going to be a big shit show.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think... Well, for that spoiler page we read not too long ago also, so, like, we know they're right about who died in the premiere episode, so then maybe we can put in... take them more seriously as far as the rest of the season goes. And if that's the case, then the war is definitely not happening this season, because they made no mention of that whatsoever in any of their spoilers they posted.
Yeah, because I thought they said they wanted 2 seasons out of Negan at least.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe even a third then if they actually go to...
The Whispers?
Yeah. You do the Whispers in season 9, like, you know, full on, and you could still, you know, maybe have Negan in the background.
maybe. Maybe, wink, wink.
Maybe.
Wink, wink, you know, like, maybe.
I really hope, like, the Carl thing, like, they actually flesh it out in the show. It's just, let's see it.
Do you think they're replacing him with Daryl, since Daryl's not in the comics?
Maybe.
You know? Maybe they're going to do it that way? Who knows?
Oh, man, see, he's such a wild card in this, because he's so wildly popular with, you know, with everybody. But, I mean, if he got killed off, people would be pissed, but they wouldn't stop watching the show.
No, but there would be, you know, there'd be a good group of people who'd be really mad, but, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
I mean, they were mad for Glenn,
like,
so.
Like, you know, if it was, you know, Negan took on Carl, like, you know, like you did in the comics, like, you know, as, like, you know, he looked at him as, like, a son-ish instead of, like, you know, Daryl's, like, his...
Now, okay, so in the comics, is Negan a pedophile? Isn't
not that I can recall.
Like, isn't there it's like alluded to that he's a weirdo?
I'm gonna have to go back and crack open my omnibus then and reread.
Because wasn't he like a coach? Wasn't he a coach? And he'd have like his
you might
players
be right.
over.
Let's just check this shit out.
But that was like, I thought that was the whole point with Carl, is that he was kind of like taking a liking to him.
I don't know.
You know, but he's such a big proponent of, you know, not raping or anything like that. Not
right.
Being,
well, no, he had that, I don't know. Shit.
I don't know. I just, from some of the stuff I read, I thought that in his explored background that he's a little weird.
I think he's just a weird guy. I don't think he's weird, like, you know, in in that
way. Yeah. But do you think they are they going to do an episode where they explore his background at all?
They have to.
Yeah.
Maybe not this season, you know, but or you know, possibly next season for sure. Yeah, because he's in the comics for Jesus. How many episodes or issues is that guy?
He's been in a lot, right?
I mean, seriously, like, yeah, like probably you know, shit. I could wager a guess on how many issues. So yeah, they can't get rid of him in one season. There's just no way in hell.
No, he's their biggest, most well known. Well, that besides Governor, but he is pretty much their most well known villain. So.
Yeah, but I mean, then again, they did get rid of the governor kind of quickly, I guess. I don't know.
That was early. They didn't know what they had. I mean, they're hugely popular now. You know, I don't know.
God. Yeah. So Michonne's definitely taking Andrea's place then, like working on like you know being a sniper and all that. But since they gave the weapon up, like that kind of throws that right away, right? So. They're really doing a lot of...
Yeah, and she couldn't hit anything, so...
Right, yeah, yeah. Just accidentally hit a deer.
Oh, my God. That was another one where I'm like, no fucking way. Jesus. Oh, look at me. I'm a deer. I'm just going to line up. Oh, I hear all these gunshots, and I'm not going to run away.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It was a really high-powered rifle, though, so maybe she surprised it with that first shot.
Yeah. Kapow! Dead. Done. That was a billion-dollar shot. Not a million-dollar shot.
Yeah.
Billion-dollar shot.
That would have been some good deer meat too. I don't know why she was standing out in the open for them to see her, like in the house.
I don't know. Did they burn the beds?
Yeah.
Is that what they were doing at the end?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what it was. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Kind of looks like a spaceship of some sort. And it's like, oh no, those are mattresses.
It's a big middle finger to Alexandria.
Yep.
Oh my God. Let's see. Okay. Which. Who would stand for that shit, right? So they just came by.
Mm-hmm.
They just took half your stuff. They took all your guns.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You still have gas, right? You still have cars.
Yeah.
Why would you stay there? But like, why?
Yeah, true.
Caravan the fuck out of there and leave. You all have vehicles. You all have gas. Just leave.
That's always been my problem as well. Why don't they ever go north?
Right. Come on.
Pretty sure zombies freeze. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was like
just
a
move
thing
north of that Mason-Dixon line where you have seasons and you know the zombies will freeze.
Means,
you'll be fine.
That means they'd have to film someplace else other than Georgia.
Yeah.
For them to have winter,
it'd make them seem way less stupid, wouldn't it? Like the
yes.
Imagine how boring like The Walking Dead, North Dakota would be. Like
yeah.
You'd see one zombie like a season, and it'd just be like, oh, there's one frozen on the ground. Next. And, you know, you're just out deer hunting and, you know, ice fishing the rest of the time.
What? Someone did the math and they said, like, if all the people that were alive killed, like, 9 zombies,
uh-huh.
That would clean up all the zombies.
Oh, so they'd already be all out of zombies by now.
Right, they'd be out of zombies by now. Well, that's, I mean, most
that's
people
if everyone
don't
alive did that, or that's if everyone alive in the comics so far did that?
No, everyone, well, they... Everyone that they think is alive in the world.
No shit.
Right.
So they've actually done that proper math, too, to figure it out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, all right, who knows? But you can see, like, that's not like the walkers are just kind of like, they're like little occasional accessories to the show, you know? They're not even like, no one even, they just walk up to them, they knife them, they're like, it's not a big deal. Because they're slow zombies, they're not like the fast zombies that are really intimidating. But.
This should be a lot different if they were the 28 Days Later zombies.
Oh my God, yeah, those ones are the scariest ones. That movie. Like Night of the Living Dead, I mean, it's creepy because it's all in black and white and everything, and it's the first time you see zombies, but they're pretty dumb and move slow.
You know? I think my one issue is the continuity to where if they're out... Like, when Rosita and Spencer got out of the car, like, on the train tracks, they're out in the zombie apocalypse. They're both just slamming their car doors. You know what I mean? Like, you would just be mouse quiet, like, out in the wild.
Oh, and he's like, hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
Screaming at her. There's zombies roaming everywhere. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, dude, man, come on.
It's like, but, just stop talking.
But they don't even, they're not even worried about it. They're just
care.
She killed, like, what, 5 zombies in
at least.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
You know? It's like, damn, you know? But who cares, right?
I was really hoping Rick was gonna fuck Spencer up. I'm really kind of sad about that now. The more I think about it,
Why, did you want him to be a Negan?
I did. I really thought, like, he's going to take all his Negan rage out on Spencer. Like, let's
now, see,
this.
If I saw that, look, so if I was just the dude in the background, and I was like, wow, our leader is the same asshole as this other guy. Welp, I'm out of here.
Right, see you later.
See you later, dude. I kind of don't need you guys anymore.
Right.
So, I'm going to go up
How
north.
How fast would you be at the Savior compound being like, my name's Negan, here's all my shit, I just want a bit.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably why he's got so many people, because they're just like, you're just going to say my name and I'm fine.
Right, you know? Yeah. Just say your name's Negan and you work for me. It's cool. Call me Negan, I work for you.
Although they do have the points.
I would
system,
like an egg sandwich.
Kind of. Yeah, well, you only get that if you have the points, right?
Right, yeah.
Because you have to work for points. And,
right.
That sounds hellish, too.
Yeah, it does.
I would run to Ezekiel's place.
The kingdom?
Yeah. Yeah. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Yeah. It's really weird because I had never heard his actual speaking voice until like we watched The Talking Dead afterward and put it together that he does Cyborg on Teen Titans.
Oh, God, yeah. As soon as I saw him, I'm like, booyah!
Yeah. Like, yeah. My kid watches that all the time. So, like, I hear that dude yelling about meat and meatballs and just pancake songs. And it's so catchy. Like, we're always singing those songs just because it's such a happy show. And then it's like,
yeah,
wait, holy
show.
Shit. That's Cyborg, King Ezekiel.
Waffles.
Yeah,
waffles.
Yeah, waffles,
like
exactly.
The whole episode where they just said waffles right. The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
I did love that when he dropped the accent for Carol.
Yeah.
So like, listen, this is what's up.
Right.
You know?
I like he just showed up on our doorstep too with some fruit and a tiger. Like, what's up, girl?
Oh, yeah. She seems to be taking...
absolutely.
You know, Michonne's spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to have a thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I like it. You know, as much as you could complain about parts of last season and maybe most of the season beforehand. I mean, they're really amping it up. Like all the drama just seems like I know I was bitching out about it a lot, especially like the way the last season ended on the cliffhanger. It's like just shows who.
Oh yeah.
Who died? But you know, maybe they were onto something to where you know it. Showing the deaths in the season premiere just set the tone for the season so just fucked. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it just feels like this season's just more intense. Like there's actually something at stake this time.
Yeah, it's. I think that's the biggest complaint right now for everyone is that like it's so intense. Like Negan is so intense.
Right.
He's such a bully. Like he's bullying you through the screen.
Right.
Like you're feeling like you're just like Rick. Just say his name. You know. Like that's right, all you. Yeah.
Just say thank you, Jesus
just
Christ.
Just say thank you. God damn, Carl. What the right. fuck? Why are you pointing a gun at him? Jesus, just be a
oh,
bitch.
Oh, God, I know.
You know?
Jesus.
So you're feeling that, and everyone's feeling the anxiety. Everyone's feeling that. They're just like, yeah. I don't like it anymore. I don't like it, you know, because it's on them.
Yeah. You know? And we got 90 minutes of that.
Oh, yeah. you do, like you said, like you're just like holding your breath. You're like... Oh my God, what is he going to do? Like, when he was threatening, what's her name? The Ledger lady. I'm like,
Denise.
No, dude.
Yeah.
Come on. Don't do this shit.
I thought for sure he was going to have the lady that was with him that dragged her out of there beat Denise to death.
Oh my God.
He's like, because I don't kill women. It's like, oh, but she can. It's like, oh,
yeah,
no.
She's a
poor
woman.
Denise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just run, Denise. They're going to kill you anyway. You might as well try to get over the fence.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know. Well, keeping up with quasi-nerd outrage, Johnny Depp was announced to be playing Grindelwald.
Yeah.
In The Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them, like all five movies, apparently, because that's, supposedly that's the back of his blonde head in The Fantastic Beasts trailer. So technically, like, you know, he is going to cameo in the first one, and then his roles will be expanded upon, like, in the following four.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that story. But not looking forward to seeing Johnny Depp do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's Johnny Depp. I mean, sometimes he's good, sometimes.
I don't even think sometimes is a fair estimate. I'd say, you know, rarely is he good.
But the
times that he's good, he's really good. But most of the times, he could give two shits.
That, yeah, paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, he does not care. But the one time he does care, it makes everyone think like, oh my God, he's such a great actor. And then he can just do bullshit for 12 years and then another good one. And then, you know.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think is his good ones? If you can come up with them.
Oh, Donnie Brasco, I gotta say, he was really good in it, but I mean, with that supporting cast, how could he not be?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Long, yeah. Now you see what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You know, I liked the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but I don't think that made him anything, like, exceptional. Blow, I thought, was fantastic.
Like, okay, yeah, really so Blow is, like, probably one of his best roles yeah. he's ever played.
Blow, Sleepy Hollow, Donnie Brasco, Fear and Loathing. So basically, 97...
Oh, Fear and Loathing, yeah.
Yeah, from 97 to about 2000...
Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Three.
Even though I hated it, a lot of people do like it.
Well, people are idiots. I don't. You and I don't like it, so that's all that matters. Yeah, but since then, I mean, you know, you get the all nine Pirates movies, or whatever, Public Enemies, which everybody seemed to hate, The Tourist, which nobody saw, Ringo, oh, yeah. kids movie, doesn't really technically count, The Rum Diary, bombed, 21 Jump Street, okay,
enough said. Finding Neverland, he was good in that.
I never saw it.
He was good in it. I mean, it was a good movie.
I watched the first 15 minutes of Lone Ranger and decided I was pretty much done with Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that Lone Ranger. Supposedly, the last 30 minutes is really great, but...
it's not worth the first 2 hours.
Not doing it,
no. Nope. Yeah. So Fantastic Beasts, he's got a bunch of other ones coming out. I mean, yeah, so... I mean, really, out of, like, the 1,000 movies he's done, he's been good in, like, 4.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So, you know, why does everybody jock this guy's dick? Like, you know,
Gilbert Grape. Anthony Hopkins. He was good in that. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
That movie was okay. You know what I mean?
But he was good in it, though.
Like... He was all right. I think I thought DiCaprio was better.
Well, I mean, yeah. But he's a better actor anyway.
True. What about DiCaprio's Black Bolt? You could put
DiCaprio?
Him in
DiCaprio?
You could put him in a muscle suit, right?
Okay. The jaw has to be.
He's got a good superhero jaw, like DiCaprio, doesn't he?
DiCaprio?
Yeah.
I don't know about now. I don't know, man. Like, you need, like, he just needs to be...
He's only 42. Like, if they got him a trainer and got him working out a little bit, he's got a good dimple. Yeah, he could have
DiCaprio,
a good jaw
huh?
in there. Yeah, maybe. McConaughey? This could finally be his jumping point.
Oh. Yeah, but he's better when he talks.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want Black Bolt to sound like he's from South Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if he's gonna play
flat circle,
if he's gonna play any superhero, it should be one who largely doesn't speak. So Black Bolt could be perfect.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard him do a normal accent.
He doesn't, and that's just what you know when you cast Matthew McConaughey as your character.
I'm trying to think of a movie
Texas.
When he, yeah, he's always from Texas.
Hmm. Yep, always. He's got one speed, Texas. That's it, man.
Maybe
he tried to do an accent in a movie once, and they were like, okay. It's like, he's just going to be from Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, I'm trying to, nope, not a
like,
one
he was
movie.
The only Southerner in Days of Confused, even though he went to high school with all those people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah. Interstellar, he's Southern. Sahara, he's Southern.
Yeah.
Like, God. Even the, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, of course he's Southern.
Super Southern on that. Get her, Leather.
Oh, my God. I remember seeing that on, like, Showtime.
That was such a fun movie to watch.
And it was so effed up.
Oh,
yeah. That was the most effed up, like, horror movie I've ever seen. And at the time, I didn't really even know these actors.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Who, like, the fuck had him or Renee Zellweger at that point?
Yeah, right? Who are they? And then, like, later on when they got big, I'm like, are these the same actors who was in that really shitty movie?
Yeah. Like, they blow up. It's like, is Bridget Jones in Texas Chainsaw right now?
Like, oh, my God.
What am I looking at?
I can see why they wanted to bury that movie.
Right. So, largely, I think our complaint about Johnny Depp is that, you know, he's not really that great of an actor. Like, let alone you take his personal issues aside, which I think in this day and age, like, it kind of has to come into consideration, especially considering it's one of the, like, most beloved, you know, children-friendly franchises of all time.
Yeah, if you're a scumbag human being, you probably shouldn't be in it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It seems interesting. So, but maybe that's why they cast him to play Grindelwald, so that you go into it hating him already. You know
oh,
I mean?
Yeah. Well, but it doesn't Dumbledore, like, isn't he, like, in love with...
Yeah, but everybody loves a bad boy. Come on.
Yeah.
I guess... I think Mel Gibson's still getting laid. You know what I mean?
Right. But I guess, because Grindelwald isn't he, like, he's, like, essentially the magic Hitler.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So,
That's a great way of putting that, actually.
Big departure for Johnny Depp.
Hashtag magical Hitler.
Right.
Yeah, so, when's the last time he played a villain? Well, outside of Whitey Bulger was what? Maybe in Secret Window when he played the... Or John Turturro was technically the villain, I guess, in that, I guess, huh?
Well, no, wasn't he ultimately the bad guy?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He did, yeah, yeah, he did murder
his wife. The writer was the bad guy? Yeah. So,
yeah, but he doesn't play a lot of villains, yeah.
No, he doesn't. No, he's either creepy or kooky, you know?
I wonder how they convinced him to bathe as Grindelwald. Did they tell him it was essential to the character that he couldn't be dirty?
We cannot have you having greasy hair.
Yeah. You need to bathe. You can show up smelling like feet and cigarettes, that's fine, but you have to look clean.
Oh, God. But I'm trying to think. So... the age of Grindelwald and Dumbledore at this time.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much going for middle age, right?
Yeah.
They're not... Okay. And, man, it's just weird that they would choose Johnny Depp. It's just weird to me.
Yeah. It's not inspired casting at all. It's really kind of confusing all around. You know, everything we talked about, you know, his acting ability, like, you know, when he chooses to show up, it is, you know, pretty good, but most times he doesn't care and, you know, kind of a scumbag in real life.
yeah, kind of, you know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like beating his wife or whatever.
Yeah, but it was scumbag.
Yeah, you know, killing dogs and stuff.
Yeah, you know, killing dogs, throwing shit. You know.
Yeah, he's a pretty bad guy.
I like how it turns into Jay Leno, the apologetic.
You know. That's the studio going, like, well, you know.
He was never convicted.
Right, yeah. That's the big one. The court of public opinion.
Oh my God! Yeah, so I mean, I'm still going to see the movie, but I just really wish, like, you know, you can't really trust what the critics are saying because, of course, you know, everyone's riding the movie's balls because it's getting ready to come out this weekend and all that. But you know, of course, I'm still going to see it. But you know,
although it's been holding, these initial ones have been holding pretty steady. I think it'd probably end up around like 86 on Rotten Tomatoes. I would assume.
Really?
Because it's got 100 right now.
No shit.
I would assume that it'd probably be like 86 to 90. Because like when Doctor Strange came out, that it was at 100 for a long time because the initial reviews. But now it's at a solid 90.
Pretty good.
I mean, all this is you know, an aggregate of the of all the reviews or whatever. So
right.
Who knows? I don't know. But all the little synopsis reviews that I've read for it have said it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be fine. Yeah.
Big Potter fans have really loved it.
So. Oh, yeah. But, you know, of course, yeah, I'm going to see it. Yeah, I'm going to wear a Harry Potter shirt, no bigs. So we're starting to get more and more bits and pieces of what King Kong actually looks like in Kong Island.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like an ape. I mean,
he looks like the 1930s gorilla, kind of.
Like the really crappy clay one and all that?
Yeah. Well, he kind of looks like the 76 one, too.
It's like those are like the Harryhausen kind of movies, right? Like all the old claymation ones, like the old Hercules movies and all that.
Oh, the 76 one?
Well, no, just like the old claymation ones, like all
yeah,
the ones
yeah,
that
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But like the 76 one is just the dude in a suit.
You know? Oh, that was the one with Bridges?
Yeah, right? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that one was more ape-like, more not gorilla, but...
Yeah.
I did love Peter Jackson's when he made him a gorilla. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, but that movie had some good parts to it.
Yeah, it was a little long though.
A little long, very long.
Oh God,
so very long.
I don't know. You know, as awesome as it was, the 30-minute chase scene.
Oh my God.
With
it's like somebody just shoot this fucking monkey already, man. It's like we get it. You know,
I was more scared about the humans. Like, that was a scarier part than the whole rest of the movie.
You're right.
It's like, man. But this I kind of like the, after seeing a couple of the trailers for the Kong, the new Kong, it looks really good. Like,
yeah.
I want to see it. And there's some big names in it.
Yeah. You got Hiddleston, you got Brie Larson, Samuel
John
Jackson.
John
Goodman, yeah.
Yeah.
Really solid casting.
Yeah. So, I mean, if all those people... or, you know, choosing to be in this movie, it can't be total shit, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look how good Fantastic Beasts is going to be. Johnny Depp's going to be in it.
Right. And Sam L., he never picks a bad movie.
No,
Triple X, 10 or whatever it is. Yeah, 3 or whatever.
Be dope. no, get the girl. You know, kick ass, get the girl, be dope while doing it, right? Was that it?
Yeah.
I might be paraphrasing here, folks, but that's the actual essence of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, speaking of beasts, maybe it's not going to be so fantastic this time, but the Beauty and Beast trailer officially dropped, and it looks almost like a shot-for-shot remake of the exact cartoon, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it could be any more different, you know, like the same. Like, right. It's like exactly the same.
Almost to the yeah. letter. I was like, wow, this is just like that cartoon movie.
Yeah. Now, the only thing is they haven't shown any singing yet.
And there is going to be singing in this, right? Like, as far as...
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because maybe not. Because Cinderella, I don't believe, had the songs.
But the Jungle Book, right? Didn't they?
I don't know. I didn't see Jungle Book yet.
Yeah, neither did I. Shit, I'm gonna have to watch that. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm fairly certain they're singing, though, because I know the dude who played Luke Evans, not Luke Evans, the guy who played Dracula in the newest movie, he's playing Gaston in this one.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I know for sure he sings, like, they do the Gaston song in there, so I think they all do sing properly in this one.
Hmm.
And what's the next live-action one they're doing is Aladdin, right?
Yeah.
And then they haven't announced anything else since then, have they?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, Aladdin.
Aladdin's going to be it. Yeah.
With Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie, right.
Oh, my God.
Kevin Hart is the genie. The Rock will be the head guard from the palace.
Oh, God. Who's going to be the fat king? Who's going to be the...
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. It's like one of those... I always loved the movies on Always Sunny.
When they do the Lethal Weapon movies on there?
Yeah, yeah, when they have, like, Danny DeVito doing, like, different movie, you know, different characters and stuff, and he's always, like, this crazy, racist, terrible character.
Well, it's like, you forget, Danny DeVito really can act.
Yeah.
Well, just because he's just been playing a maniac for, like, the past 10 years on television. Yeah. It's like, this dude was the Penguin, like, you know, he's done so many, like, the just insane movies. The Man in the Moon, I mean, just, he's great.
But, yeah, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Oh, my God, yeah.
Was it Jack the Bear or whatever?
Jack the Bear, yeah. He was in, what was that? He was in Hoffa, too.
Oh, yeah.
With Jack Nicholson. Yeah, he, dude.
He picks some weird movies.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, was that one he did with Dave Chappelle and Norm MacDonald? Screwed.
Oh, my God.
He essentially played Frank, but he was his character was he was a mortician.
Do you think he is Frank now?
Like he might be,
or Frank is him.
He I saw he and George Clooney are doing an espresso commercial together for like a fake, you know, like drop-in cup like coffee machine. Clooney and Danny DeVito are in these commercials together, and it's almost a takeoff on like Twins, to where Clooney's looking really handsome wearing a suit, and so is Danny DeVito, and you know they're just. They're out eating sushi, and Clooney's using the water to rush his hands, but, you know, DeVito's drinking it and all that. So I think he's really embracing just, like, I'm just become Frank, and that's just about it.
I love that show when he's just destroying booze. Like, just getting wrecked. Every time he's, like, beyond... Like, when he has, like, 20 beers or whatever, he's just
is that
amazing.
What the one where they're on the plane, they're doing the Wade Boggs challenge?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, the Wade Boggs challenge.
So good. Danny DeVito. Okay. Well, here's what 2016 ends. Let anybody else, like, you know, that's beloved dying, you know, like, actor, musician-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, we could just stop that now.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah, hold off, please. I can't. Mm. I don't think this year could probably get any worse.
Well, I don't know. When does no, never mind.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
I don't want to say anything just to curse it. It's like, well, you know, fucking, how old is Bill Murray this year? You know what I mean? Just start asking.
Oh,
like,
my God, stop it!
I know, right? It's like, oh, that's just shut up. Don't even say anything.
God,
don't take Bill Murray from.
No, it'll wait till January 1st.
All right, yeah, then he'll go.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so we got Fantastic Beasts coming up. That's The Flash is brand new this week, which you still haven't started to watch.
So I've tried. Oh my God, every single time, it's just so bad. But I'm gonna stick through it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stick through it.
Start with season 2. Start with season 2.
Okay.
You can't just start in season 3 like a maniac.
Yeah, no, yeah, totally.
Barry just keeps messing up the timeline and shit.
Why are there so many flashes? Right, why is there so many people that are fast? How is there any crime?
There are a lot of speedsters on the show.
There should be no crime at this point. Well, because half the speedsters are bad guys. So yeah. It's like, oh, God.
Almost all of them exclusively. So let's end on some good news here. With the whole election, I mean, you know, we're in the situation we're in until 2020. But there is a glimmer of hope is that The Rock is talking about maybe he might be up to run.
What?
In 2020.
What the fuck?
He's saying he's not ruling it out.
Well, he better run as an R then.
I don't really think it would matter what kind of party. Like, he's almost famous enough where he could just run and win, right? Like,
look at
he could.
No, but okay, so this is the floodgates opening.
Right.
Listen, The Rock is a nice guy.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker can't run shit. I don't want him running anything.
Hey, have you seen his abs? Dude.
Oh, my God. Well, that's easy.
If he could work out and diet like that, he could definitely run a country.
No. Please, no.
Can you smell what the USA is cooking?
Oh, my God. Please stop.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, God.
Who would a good running mate for him be?
Obviously, Kevin Hart.
Well, he needs someone actually political, like someone with a doctorate or something. or would it just be banana, like The Rock and Kevin Hart 2020? I think I'd be cool with that. But like, really, like The Rock talking about running for president, like it doesn't seem far fetched, right? Is it?
Well,
now, yeah. Like if he would have said that like 2 years ago, you'd have been like, "What, bitch?" Like,
yeah, no, hell no, dude. Shut
but
up.
Now you
but
hear
now
The Rock 2020, and it's like,
that's a possibility.
You know what would be good is if he was vice president, but Tina Fey ran for president, and they were on the same ticket together.
There it is. There it is.
Fan The Rock. I think right there, they could accomplish some shit. God.
Well, who's a really political actor?
Kelsey Grammer. He does a lot of political shows. Is that what you mean?
No, but like
Martin Sheen. Like he played the president.
Like Elizabeth Banks. You know, someone like that who's a really famous actress, and then like
an activist
very,
also.
Very activist, active.
Well, Clooney isn't Cloondog. He's a big Hollywood activist, isn't he?
I don't know. I think indirectly. I think he likes just putting his name to things.
Yeah.
You know, not actually doing any work.
Right. So he almost is like the president.
Wait, so he is Trump.
Yeah, he'd be pretty good.
He's like the anti-Trump. He's not an orange, pus bag that's just spouting off bullshit.
Yeah.
To a bunch of dummies that voted for him. Yeah. Oh, did I say it?
2020.
God. All right, Rock 2020.
Rock 2020.
I'm on board.
Faye and the Rock 2020.
Oh, God.
Maybe he could get Ric Flair to be like the Secretary of the Interior.
Oh, so just
if the big boss was still alive, he could have been like the Secretary of the State or something like that. Maybe lead the Department of Justice.
Is there a doctor character? Is there a doctor character like that?
Kane, he used to be a dentist. He was Isaac Yankum. Technically a doctor of dental science, right? Isn't that what DDS stands for?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
There you go. Vince McMahon could have some kind of an interior cabinet position.
Yeah, he could be like a Secretary of State. He could.
Think about it. Like, stuff. If The Rock were president, like any country he went into to talk to another foreign leader about. You know what I mean? Like he's the Rock.
It.
Yeah,
just flex it.
Imagine the Rock rolling in like into the Kremlin, just taking his shirt off, like Terry Crews. Terry Crews would probably be like the head of like Secret Service. They're both just shirtless,
like the
using their pecs, just smashing people. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, why not?
They're all cabinet members.
Yeah. Like, listen here.
So Sylvester Stallone could be the Department of Education.
I love that so much.
Arnold Schwarzenegger could be. Well, he was already
Attorney General. Is he a lawyer?
Yeah, attorney. Yeah. Does it matter?
I don't think it does.
Not anymore.
Who would be the Surgeon General? I guess that would be Kane as the doctor. He'd be the Surgeon General.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Dr. Tom Pritchard. He's a. But that's more of an honorary title.
All right,
he's
who's
just called
John Cena
Dr. Tom
be?
Because John Cena. God, what would it be a position for him? I don't know. Maybe Chief of Staff. He seems like he could keep a pretty good calendar. Keep The Rock on point, keep his itinerary sorted and all that.
Is The Rock married?
Yes.
He is? Okay, yep. So. Does he have kids too?
He does.
Wow. Yeah. Didn't even know that.
Yeah, married, kids, you know, he eats nothing but chicken, brown rice, and broccoli all the time. He works out 18 hours a day. I'd vote for him on that alone.
So how would he find time to govern if he's always working out?
Oh, man, you should see him on his Instagram. Like, he's always on his phone doing emails and stuff as he's working out. He could do that, totally.
They could
just put literally like a Nautilus machine and a Nordic track like in the Oval Office and take out the desk.
Oh yeah, he's given the what is it, the first speech, and he's just running on the
yeah
treadmill.
Exactly, yeah. He's giving the State of the Union as he's, you know, as he's busting out some
biceps curls,
yeah. Doing some deep squats, telling us all about how great the country's gonna get.
And then he screams, "Hart, get in here! I need a spot."
Yeah, Kevin Hart comes running in with a towel and. Like an executive order for him to sign.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Hart could run the 2024 when The Rock, you know, is done. And we just keep rolling it for Hollywood from there.
So we are headed to Idiocracy, I'm pretty sure, right?
I think we're already there based upon the election results this year, so.
Peace, bitches!